The Baal Shem Tov HaKadosh makes an incredible observation in the first of the two parshios that we read this week. The pasuk in Parshas Bahar begins in the following way: Vayidaber Hashem Moshe Bahar Sinai Lemar. Hashem spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, saying, and at first glance, doesn't seem to be an especially dramatic pasuk, just telling us a location. God spoke to Moshe at Mount Sinai. We've seen so many of that verse, so many times, so many beautiful things, profound things were communicated to Moshe Rabbeinu at Har Sinai. And very often, says the Baal Shem Tov, when we see that phrase, we look at to what comes afterward. God spoke to Moshe at Har Sinai, and he said, and our focus is going to be on what God said. But says the Baal Shem Tov instead, something amazing. There's a very profound and deep life message embedded in that verse itself. And the Baal Shem Tov says so beautifully, he said, you know, in life, there is this incredible balance. On one hand, a person cannot become arrogant, cannot have an overinflated ego over his or her accomplishments. We all hopefully do good things in life. We all accomplish good things in life. But we have to be so careful that our accomplishments, that our life accomplishments, do not create an unhealthy and bloated sense of self. We have to maintain a certain level of humility. On the flip side, too much humility or excessive humility could sometimes be corrupted into a lack of self-worth. Sometimes people think that humility means I'm a nothing. Feeling I'm a nothing is not humility. Feeling I'm a nothing is a diminished sense of self, is a diminished self-worth, which is so profoundly destructive. Because the moment that a person feels that they're a nothing, there's no push, there's no motivation, there's no energy to grow, to become something more, and to go ahead and self-actualize. So says the Baal Shem Tov, there is this incredible balance. On one hand, I have to have a healthy sense of self. I have to rejoice in my accomplishments, know what I'm capable of doing, find the koach to go on and accomplish more, and yes, give myself a pat on the back when I do something good. On the flip side, I can't let my accomplishments get the best of me, create an unhealthy ego to become arrogant. So there's this incredible balance between humility and ultimately, again, our recognition of the good that I have inside of me. And says the Baal Shem Tov, this balance is embedded in this pasuk. Where does Hashem speak to Moshe? And says the Baal Shem Tov, really what the pasuk is telling us is, how does a Moshe become a Moshe? How does someone become great in life? Bahar Sinai. Har is a mountain, tall. Sinai, as we know, was the lowest of the mountains. The mountain being tall, being high, being grand, represents a certain sense of self, a certain feeling of accomplishment, a certain greatness. Sinai is small, is low, is humble. Vayedaber Hashem el Moshe. How does a person get to the level where they can become a Moshe Rabbeinu, where they could dialogue with God, where there's a connection, where there's a closeness, where there's a dveikus? There's only one way. Bahar Sinai. Life must be the synthesis of these two concepts. I have to, on one hand, have a very healthy sense of self, feel happy with who I am, rejoice in my accomplishments, give myself a shkoyach when I do something good, but never let that lead to a bloated sense of self, to arrogance. That har has to be tempered with the Sinai. A proper sense of humility. A recognition that I am far from perfect. A recognition and an ownership of my flaws and my faults. A recognition and an ownership of my shortcomings. That's the Sinai. Humility comes from a recognition of not that I'm nothing, but I recognize my deficiencies. I recognize my shortcomings. So life needs this balance. I need the har. I need to recognize my greatness. But that must be balanced by the Sinai, the humility. And I need my Sinai and my humility, but I can't let that erode my sense of self. I require the har, the recognition of self as well. This was what made Moshe Rabbeinu great. And if we could find this balance between our har and our Sinai, we could actualize our greatness as well. Wishing everyone a wonderful day.